In Trieste, James Joyce sponged off his brother Stanislaus in order to attend the opera with his wife Nora. He sought out other writers and poets while holding down a sociable job of teaching English for the Biarritz school. Nevertheless, away from Dublin, Joyce may well have felt lonely, even if artistically liberated by becoming a stranger. Literary history is full of writers seeking stimuli. The Café Society of modernist Paris suggests the need not only for wine and coffee, but also for conversation to fuel the pen. I experienced artistic loneliness before I found other people who wanted to write or live as artists. Our current culture of workshops, readings, literary festivals, and even Twitter feeds demonstrates how the need for contact between writers continues. Looking at my own writing history, I see there is a difference between loneliness and solitude. Loneliness is the follower of bereavement and isolation, the sequel to so many sad life events, an imposition creeping up with its cunning net, trapping us and surrounding us with an invisible wall. But solitude is a fresh place, chosen to create new work and connections to life outside. Going to a very academic school prepared me for the loneliness of writing. Through evenings spent learning vocabulary, hours spent on homework, and the enforced need to stick at it. Growing up in the country, there wasn't much else to do but get out the verb list or write an essay. So I suppose, in a slightly dismal, youth-denying way, that academic training created the ability to transform loneliness into the concentration of solitude. Even some imposed loneliness can be beneficial. In the past, keen to enjoy myself, I could only refuse an evening out if I was physically ill. At home with a bad cold and my defences down, a poem or story or character would arrive and undo the loneliness. Like a secret, the poem stayed with me and accompanied me to parties and seminars, which as a shy person I found excruciating. But there was the poem urging me on, waiting for me, ready to engage me in conversation, though it would never have existed without an evening of enforced loneliness. Limitations on time make for a sense of positive solitude rather than empty loneliness. I can use time well if I know it's not going to be endless. Being alone to write creates its own series of mini deadlines. How much can be achieved before I pick my son up from school? Before my husband is back from the dentist. An hour in a cafe with a notebook and the buzz of surrounding voices may become the equivalent of 4 hours of lonely time at home, and may be curiously more private than a screen interrupted by the person from Porlock of social media. I felt lonely when writing bureaucratic documents for work, but never feel lonely when writing creatively. The difference between a dutiful task and a creative act may be one of the differences between loneliness and solitude.